In the history of the church's liturgy for centuries, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. Our Lord identified himself by a variety of names, but none is either more significant or for us more important than that he is our Good Shepherd. What do we mean when we say that Jesus is the Good Shepherd? He is a Good Shepherd three times over. He is a Good Shepherd because he nourishes his sheep with the truth. He is a Good Shepherd because he guides his sheep in the good. And he is a Good Shepherd because he protects his sheep from evil. 2,000 years of the church's wisdom have synthesized Christ's being Good Shepherd as being the one who feeds his sheep with the truth, who guides them in the good which leads them to eternal life, and the one who protects them from evil. When we say that Christ is a Good Shepherd who nourishes his sheep with the truth, if ever we thought that was a rhetorical expression, surely today, by now, we should all know better. Only Jesus Christ possesses the fullness of the truth, and only he, through his vicar on earth, teaches the truth to those who are willing to be nourished by the truth. What is this truth that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, provides for the nourishment of his sheep? It is nothing less than the food which the human mind needs to be in contact with reality. Truth we define as conformity of the mind with reality. So much of the world in which we live, controlled by those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, is living in a dream world. The national average for Americans reading in a given year is 90% fiction. All makes sense. Feeding themselves on that make-believe world in which so many are living, Christ's nourishing our minds with the truth keeps us fed with reality. How we need that today. How desperately we need that today. Needless to say, if we're going to be fed by the truth that Christ is offering us, we've got to, dare I say it, look around. We've got to be selective. What a safe statement. You cannot read everything readable. You cannot watch everything visible. You cannot hear everything audible and be fed by the truth. In our last class for this semester, may I plead with you, I mean that word literally, plead with you, avoid having your minds fed by the untruth. It is very attractive, very seductive, and in large measure, shall we call it food, which the world is providing its followers today. Daily, I mean it, daily feeding of our minds on God's truth is necessary. It is one thing for us piously to speak of Christ being the good shepherd. Oh, but we better be good sheep. We go on. Christ is the good shepherd because he guides us along the path that leads to heaven. So much of the Western world is intoxicated, I use a stronger word, is mesmerized by doing its own will in one simple declarative sentence. Not alone is good which conforms to the will of God. Christ is the good shepherd. He tells us, I am the way. It is he who leads us. Oh, dear Lord, I've been using these words for 40, 50 years. How much more meaning they have now. We are living in a valley of tears, and that is not a pious hyperbole. Yet we're supposed to be happy here, and we shall be, on one condition, in the measure that we choose, not what we want, but what God wants. And once again, it is Christ who is teaching us I don't believe ever in a few thousand years of the church's history has the role of the vicar of Christ been more indispensable than today. When the world all around us, one newspaper after another, one television and radio program after another, the whole psychiatric profession is based on this principle. You'll be happy if you do your own will. And that is a lie sown in hell. How we need to allow ourselves to be guided by Jesus Christ. And not in some speculative or unrealistic way, but down to earth as week after week, in one prolonged document after another, the Vicar of Christ tells us we should do. I sometimes have the nerve to ask Catholics, how much of the Pope's documentation they've read only God knows. My guess is the average Catholic has hardly read 10%. And that same Catholic, I've watched them, priests, hours riveted before a television set. My God! My God! We go on. Christ is a good shepherd because he protects us from evil. It is not coincidental, profoundly, I dare say, infinitely wise, that of all the animals whom God has created, Christ should have chosen the sheep as a model, of the members of his flock. What verb shall I use? Represent. Sheep, I've been told over the years by my shepherd's mother, are stupid. Sheep walk into danger and not realize what they're doing. They walk to the edge of a cliff. Unless you stop them, they'll fall off the cliff. Those are sheep. Bad grammar, but good theology. That's us. How we need to be protected. Protected by the Good Shepherd from the evil that surrounds us like the atmosphere we breathe. And once again, Christ is ever ready, ever on the alert. But we, in the depths of our hearts, we must listen to His voice. Because this Jesus, dwelling in the fullness of His human nature, in the Holy Eucharist, dwells by His grace in our souls. How we need to be constantly in contact with Him, speaking to Him. I'm not exaggerating, I mean it. Talking to our Lord, I mean every syllable. Talking to Him and talking with Him during all the waking hours of our day. Lord Jesus, You are the shepherd, the one who is feeding our souls with Your truth, guiding us on the way to the destiny for which we were made, and protecting us from the evil that surrounds us constantly. But, dear Savior, You will be our shepherd only as effectively as we are willing constantly to listen to Your voice. Lord Jesus, our shepherd, make us obedient, loving, generous, simple, believing sheep of Your flock. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We be